Zapped. Chapter 1, The Project, by Renata Hopkins. Anna and Ty were building a robot for a school project.
What shall we call it?
Anna asked.
What about Tidybot?
Suggested Ty.
Tidybot?
Anna giggled. It sounded funny and a teeny bit rude.
Because it's going to do all our tidying up for us, explained Ty.
The twins had a list of jobs they had to do each week, and a robot helper was just what they needed.
Maybe we should give it four arms, suggested Anna.
Then it could do two things at once. The twins looked at their robot. They had made it from an old toaster, a broken hairdryer, a pair of roller skates, and other bits of household junk they had found in the garage. It looked fantastic. There was just one small problem.
I wish it worked, said Anna.
Me too, said Ty.
Just then, they heard Mum calling.
Kids, come inside. You need to tidy your rooms before bed.
Anna and Ty sighed at exactly the same time. They went inside, leaving the small, silent robot on the porch. That night, a huge storm blew in. Ty and Anna could sleep through anything, so when lightning flashed and thunder boomed, they just dreamt of fireworks and volcanoes. They didn't see the lightning bolt hit the little robot. They didn't see the robot's bottle-top eyes spin or hear it start to squeak.
Bleep, bloop,
said the robot, in a helpful, hopeful sort of way.
Bleep, bloop.
It unlocked the back door with one of its handy gadgets and rolled into the house. In the morning, Ty woke up first. He pulled back the curtain and saw the rain. He jumped out of bed and rushed into Anna's room.
Anna, it's raining. We left the robot outside. It might go rusty.
Caterpillars,
said Anna. She was still half asleep. Ty tried again.
Anna, the robot's getting wet.
Anna sat up, yawning.
So what?
She grumbled.
It's just a pile of old junk.
But she climbed out of bed and followed Ty to the porch. When they opened the back door, they both gasped. The robot was gone.
Somebody's stolen it,
Ty wailed.
Who would want it?
Said Anna.
It doesn't even work.
Just then, the twins heard something. A bleeping noise. Or maybe a blooping noise. They followed the sound to the kitchen. They pushed open the door and came face to face with their robot. It was holding a jar of peanut butter.
Breakfast time,
it said.
Bleep, bloop.
Usually Ty and Anna made a lot of noise. Now they were very, very quiet.
Toast?
Asked the robot.
Or cereal? I am here to help.
Anna and Ty looked at each other. It works, they said, at exactly the same time. It works! They did a crazy dance around the kitchen.
Toast?
Asked the robot again.
Or cereal?
The twins had a lot of questions, but they were also quite hungry. Toast, please, said Ty. Cereal, please, said Anna.
Bleep, bloop,
said the robot. It rolled to the bench, took two slices of bread from the packet, and slotted them into its toaster head. Then it rolled to the pantry and grabbed a new bag of Rice Delights. The robot looked at the bag, puzzled. You have to rip it open, Anna explained.
Rip,
said the robot. It gripped the bag and pulled. Hard. Rice Delights exploded all over the kitchen. Uh-oh, said Ty and Anna at exactly the same time. They looked at the clock. 6:52, said Ty. Mum and Dad will be up soon. Quick, said Anna. Get the broom. You get it, said Ty. No. You get it, said Anna. Meanwhile, the robot rolled to the fridge and opened the door.
Milk?
It asked. Before Anna and Ty could stop it, the robot began to pour milk onto the Rice Delights. On the floor, on the bench, in Ty's hair. Stop! Shouted the twins. Just then, smoke started coming out of the robot.
Done, said the robot.
Out popped two pieces of black toast. You mean burnt, said Ty. The robot wasn't listening. It was busy taking the lid off the peanut butter. Maybe you should give that to me, said Anna. She held out her hand. The robot scooped out some peanut butter and blobbed it onto Anna's hand.
Not like that, she shrieked.
Just then, the twins heard a door close and the shower start. Their mother was up.
You have to hide, said Ty.
He rolled the robot out of the kitchen and into the laundry. Anna threw a towel over it. Stay there, she said, and be quiet.
Bleep bloop,
whispered the robot. Just then, the twins heard the roar of an angry mother.
What's going on in here?
Ty and Anna had a lot of cleaning up to do. It was half an hour before they could sneak away to see the robot. When they finally crept into the laundry, they both stopped dead in their tracks. The back door was open, and the robot had gone. Tidybot was on the loose. Yikes, said Ty and Anna at exactly the same time. To be continued.